G'day. So 100, day 133, and it was around about 7 hours and 30. Forgot to kind of look at the watch when I arrived, but started really late. Dan took off early, left Richie and I to leave about an hour later, which was 10 o'clock, so really wasn't early for Dan either. We left Manuka Hut, and then literally it was just tussock country the whole way. We went past... went down a valley, then over a ridge, and somehow we got some reception and was like, yay! So I was able to do a couple of texts, and then went past Emily Lake, I think, and there was lots of swans in it. And then from there, we got onto some actual farmland, and then went over to the next part of the Harakiri. I can't remember which conservation land we're actually on. But, got into the next part of it, and the sun started coming, because we actually woke up to a lot of mist, and couldn't see the actual view originally, but then woke up, continued on, and by the time it was about 12, there was just blue skies, and still is blue skies in these valleys. Continued along over just amazing tussock area, caught up with Dan. He'd been waiting 2.5 hours for us. And he felt that he was at home. He's got a new hat, a cowboy hat, and so he felt at home in this terrain. From there, we walked together, went over a pass, and eventually looked down over top of Lake Clearwater and Clearwater Village, which is very fascinating to look at because it's this collection of houses and everything else around it, because it's so dry. It's just, you know, what is it? It's beige. The whole area is just beige, really. A very light beige, and then Lake Clearwater Village is like a whole lot of colourful houses that just kind of cling to the side of the lake in a square pattern, so it's pretty entertaining. But then just the view from the saddle looking out, you could see these wicked peaks juttering about and just rugged and just intense looking, and then just nice smooth hills beside around it. We had the wee dilemma then. We thought, oh, we'll just keep going, and then eventually we'd come down to the bottom, and then it was like, oh, let's just tent near the actual lake. So we're looking around and found a spot in the wee valley to shade us from the wind. And so, yeah, we're tenting beside Lake Clearwater, which leaves us a little bit to walk to the end of the Potts River, walk over the Rangitata River, and then up to Crooked Spur Hut tomorrow. So it's about the same distance, maybe take a little bit longer. But it was an enjoyable, relaxing day. Have a good life. See you.